Zeus, you ready? One, two, ready, go!
Tell me about your new CD.
It's a new genre of music called family music.
There was a little girl who came from France. King Kong, Kitchy Kitchy, Kylie-O. She loved to do the crazy.
I have a mix of some originals, some things that I wrote, and then some covers, like just some different kind of cool, try to expose them to some cool things on this one. Oh, Woody Guthrie is on this one, and Joni Mitchell, and a Beatles song, and a Iggy Pop song.
Well, I'm just out of school, like I'm real, real cool, gotta dance like a fool, got the message that I gotta be a wild one, yeah, I'm a wild one.
First, you start with a good songwriter, so yeah, anything Woody Guthrie writes or Johnny Cash writes, you know, adults are going to enjoy it, but you gotta just be careful which ones you pick, make sure the lyrics are all kid-friendly, and the best ones are the ones with just silly sounding words, like do re mi. It's just funny to say it, and the kids, it's easy to sing along.
Hot old dusty way to the California line, across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old ass boat. Think they're headed for the sugar bowl, but here is what they'll find. The police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. What if you ain't got that do re mi?
Children's music is not the all the music you do.
In college, I decided to pick up the guitar, and I did a little band with a friend of mine. We did Indigo Girls covers. So I just kind of got into that acoustic guitar songwriter circuit. Loved it. Played all over with just me and a guitar, moved all over the country, and lived on people's floors and played at open mic nights. And did a little bit of band stuff. Then I got a job in Nashville writing for a publishing company. It was actually Reba McEntire's company called Starstruck. So that was pretty exciting. But the writing world is very different from what I had been used to, just writing a song as it came to you. You know, that's not how it worked. We would all show up in the morning and they'd pass out things. So-and-so is looking for this song about this topic, go. And you come back in an hour and pitch it. And hopefully sell it. And people did. And, you know, God bless them. That's great that they could do it. I try, but it's just not, I couldn't write that way.
When you made that decision to come to Augusta and leave that behind, was that difficult for you? Did you feel like you were giving something up that was very important?
Yeah.
And maybe your career and your life?
That was a big struggle because I had lived here for a little while before. And then so to come back was pretty tricky, just the stigma of it, because I had a lot of friends who said they were getting out of here, you know, they were going to go make it, and then they come back, and you always kind of wonder what happened, what went wrong. You assume something went wrong. Well, in my case, I could have stayed there. I could have kept doing exactly what I was doing, but it just wasn't as fulfilling.
Okay, I need your help with this, okay? I'll start. Gotta keep on trucking in my car. I'll stay real close, I will not go too far.
And we could have stayed there, but it was a very expensive city, and we wanted to start a family, buy a house, that sort of thing.
Gotta keep on trucking.
I write best what I know about, so I just kind of stuck with what I do. I just write songs about things I know, and that's how this kids' music thing evolved. We had a baby. He's 4 and a half now, and I kind of took some time off from playing the club scene whenever we had the baby, and we started listening to the kids' CDs that were out there and realized we thought we could do something a little different.
And how does Felix inspire you?
There's a song on there called Firefly that we were out watching fireflies last summer, and he said to each one as he was trying to catch them that he loved them, and he absolutely meant it from the bottom of his heart that he loved this creature. You know, and it's watching a kid with this unconditional love, even if it just lasted for a couple minutes, and just something that you can't, as a grown-up in the real world, couldn't possibly feel about some... I don't know, it's just amazing watching a kid just be completely open to ideas. And it just gives you, it gives us ideas for songs. It gives us ideas for, I don't know, hope, you know, the way you want to be. Everybody, they always say the goal is to be more childlike. And I understand what that means now, just to be freer.
I saw you when the sun went down.